So the third and final way to view ARI data is with the FFMP Basin Trend Graph, which can be launched by right-clicking on the basin name. Let's pick Mud Creek again. Now, once we make sure the guidance box is checked, we can quickly and easily step between all of the available ARIs, starting with 1 year. For each recurrence interval, the purple line will show the values for every duration, up to 24 hours. And when the black QPE line is higher than the purple guidance line, QPE will have exceeded the ARI for that duration. So in this example, we start with the 1 year ARI toggled on. Up until almost the 2 hour duration, QPE is below the 1 year ARI threshold. However, for the 2 to 6 hour durations, we have exceeded a 1 year rainfall. Let's toggle on the 2 year ARI. Notice how the purple ARI line has shifted up, denoting that you need more rainfall to exceed a higher ARI. Here, the 2 hour duration is again the point where the QPE switches from not exceeding to exceeding. Now let's look at the 5, 10, and 25 year ARI. We see that only a small portion around the 3 hour duration exceeds a 25 year rainfall. And moving up to 50-year, that no durations exceed a 50-year rainfall. So we can say that the 3-hour QPE for this basin suggests a 25-year rainfall recurrence, or rather, has a 4% annual chance of exceedance. At this point, if there were additional storms approaching the area, and you were concerned about an even bigger event, take a look at some of the higher intervals, like 100-year and up. This will help you see roughly how much more rainfall you would need to reach those truly historic levels. Looking at the 100-year ARI, for a 3-hour duration, we're less than an inch away from exceeding. That's not much.